So back in the 90s, I was a scrawny little freshman, sophomore in high school, about 110 pounds, soaking wet. So the only sport I really played was cross country. So I was a great runner, and not really great, but that was the only thing I could do. I also met a girl, and I was super crazy, like first love. We were, insane about each other. And, when it's like that puppy love in high school, it's like every time that you have to spend apart from each other is just magnified. Like, oh my God, I haven't seen you since second period. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was going crazy. So we would write notes to each other and put them in each other's lockers and all that crap. And then I came up with a great idea. I said, hey, I know a great way we can spend time with each other, and the whole world won't even be there, and we kind of have all the time in the world, and I can practice cross country. I said, you live about 3.5 miles from my house, so I'm going to sneak out of my house tonight at 1 o'clock in the morning. This is a school night, mind you. And I'm going to run to your house, and I'll time myself, and I'll, get good cross country practice in, and then I'll throw rocks at your window, and you wake up, come out, and we can hang out, make out, do all those little high school things. So that's what I would do. I mean, not hundreds, but bunches of times we did that. And sometimes you wouldn't wake up, and I'd have to run all the way back home. But the reason I want to tell this as a secret story is because to this day, my parents have no idea that I did that. And I've always kept telling myself, I'm going to tell them one day. And it just keeps going by and by, and I never get around to telling them. I wish they were here now, so this is the way I could tell them. But they're not. Because they don't often come to where I work. But so one day, we went to a field, and we were just kind of laying on our backs looking at the sky. And we fell asleep. And I woke up, and the sun was up. And it was 6 o'clock in the morning. And my dad, this kind of dovetails off the intelligence security story. My dad worked for the Department of Defense and the DIA, and he was in attaché training, which meant they were surveilling him. They were getting him to practice doing different things to not get detected, so he wouldn't turn his lights on when he got up in the morning because he knew people were watching his house, trying to follow him and catch him and, something. So I ran home as fast as I could. That was probably my fastest 3.5 miles of my whole cross-country career. To the point where I got there, and I went around to the back door where I used to sneak out, and the kitchen light was on, and I went, oh, no, he's awake. I can't go in now. Like, hopefully he hasn't gone to my room, but there's no reason that he would. So I had to sit outside in a bush and spy on my father, who was being trained to not be spied on, until he went into his car, out to the car, and drove off to work. And then I snuck in, got upstairs, and not 3 minutes later, my mother's door opened, and she came out of the bedroom, and I just, into my room to wake me up to go to school. And I had just gotten into the bed. So, to this day, my parents don't know any of that. So that's my big secret. But thank you.